South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch, Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A victory for the Clan tonight, the first one in six against the Fife Flyers tonight. A 3-2 victory. One of the men who played a big part in that is with me now, the netminder, Ryan Nye. Ryan, talk about that game tonight. How hard was it from your point of view? You certainly kept busy.
It wasn't too bad compared to, you know, some of the performance we've had against them in the past. Obviously our defense and the forwards helped out a little bit more than some of the shellackings, I guess, we took at the start of the season. But it's good building and gain a little bit of momentum. Obviously, we got back-to-back against them, so hopefully we can carry it on going into their barn tomorrow.
Absolutely. Was this victory coming, though? We've seen the performance improve against Fife as we've gone through the season. Do you feel this was coming?
Not just against Fife. I think we've been, we played pretty steady since, early December. We haven't got all the bounces that we needed, but all in all, we've played, a lot better than we showed, 2 or 3 months ago. So it's just kind of a thing that we hopefully build some momentum and carry that on. It's a important time of year for us. So
it was loud out there tonight. What was it like where you were?
It's always a loud experience in this arena. We've had, close to sellouts almost every single game. So it's a great atmosphere to play in.
And of course, what does this do for not only the playoff chances, but the conference chances as well? Must give them a huge boost, you would think.
And we still got them a couple more times tomorrow, and Dundee's right on our heels, so we have to get these points. It's an important weekend for us, and follow it up with two against Dundee next weekend. So
big performances tonight, the Felix Poulin goal as well. I notice he's been racking up the points since he arrived here. How big has he been since he came into the team?
He's been a good addition. He's pretty steady back there. He moves his feet well, he moves the puck well, and he can chip in offensively too, so it's great to have him back there.
The sort of player you need when you go to a place like tomorrow, the sort of guy that can deliver.
And I think our whole decor is kind of built on him a little bit. Since he's come in, it shows we got a little more confidence back there. Guys are making a little smarter, faster plays, and we're breaking out easier, and it makes the game a lot easier when we can do it that way.
Last week you had that doubleheader in Manchester. You won one and lost one. A bit bittersweet when you look back.
We played pretty well. It's a really hard arena to play in with how small it is. Every opportunity seems like a pretty good scoring chance just because of how tight everything is. And all it takes is one or two bounces in that arena, and you're getting scored on. So in the end, I think the first game on Saturday we played really well, played as a team. Sunday, we still had a pretty good effort and a pretty good performance, but it just wasn't there.
And finally, you go to Kirkcaldy tomorrow, part two of the doubleheader with Fife. Can you do it again?
That's our plan. We're going in there. Obviously, tonight gives us a little bit of momentum and a little bit of confidence going into it. So, monkeys off our back after tonight.
Good stuff. Thanks, man.
Cheers.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.